Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an Ohio Oscar nominee.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The Oscar Awards will celebrate the best films and filmmakers of last year this Sunday. And Ohio native Hannah Beachler is among the nominees. The Wright State University graduate is being recognized for her work as the production designer of Sinners, a Southern Gothic that's a period piece, a vampire thriller, and a thoughtful exploration of cultural resilience, all rolled into one. Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, thank you.
So you went to film school in Dayton, where you worked on your first film, painting set pieces for a Lifetime film. How did that propel you into production design?
Well, I think that once I started doing that on like what you could say is a professional project, I love this idea of like shaping sort of the surroundings of these people who are living within this specific story.
Yeah, that makes total sense because you get to kind of create the world. And in Sinners, the scene that you're creating in Clarksdale, Mississippi, I felt it was just so absorbing that, like, watching it, I got so caught up in it that I kind of forgot that vampires would eventually show up at the door. So what are the little design touches that help to make a film so immersive?
It really is, like they say, the devil's in the details. It's the small things that you don't necessarily think changes the way an audience sees something. Even if you don't see it on film, the actor sees it. If I can harness and control and detail the world, they're really going to respond and sort of shapes what people feel and think when they walk into the space.
Yeah, and there are so many of those little touches and Sinners. You've got like the suitcases at the train station, the bottles at the juke joint. Was there like a favorite detail that stood out to you that you just loved working on?
There's like a ton of detail because it's heavily researched as well, right? Because we needed to make it right for the time period. We needed to understand what the economy of the country was and the Jim Crow at the time, segregation at the time, right? Like when you're in the downtown, and, you know, one side is black and one side is white. And when you go into those grocery stores, what's the difference? The difference is on the black side, it's all utilitarian, work-related staples. You see all the things that a sharecropper would need to do their job. And then when you go to the other side, it's flowers, you know, cakes and sewing and fabrics, little things like that. Like, you know, all of the columns and posts that hold up the juke joint are the trees that you see at Annie.
That is so amazing, like how detailed it gets. This isn't your first time going to the Oscars, and it's not your first time working with director Ryan Coogler. You designed Fruitvale Station, Creed, and became the first African-American to win an Oscar for production design for your work on Black Panther. How does it feel to be back again and with a film that has the most nominations of all time?
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? It's wild. I mean, one, it's an honor, obviously, to for a second time be acknowledged in that way. We really went as hard as we could go, and we had battled the weather, we battled the schedule, we battled the budget, and I think we won the war.
That's Hannah Beachler, production designer of Sinners and an Oscar nominee. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.